Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm delighted to have here filmmaker Costantina Cozzamani. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure, and it's a pleasure to talk with you about the film that is being presented here that you directed called Electric Swan. Groovy title, great film. Could you maybe say a few words about it just to introduce our listeners to it who are not familiar with it yet, as much as you'd like?
Electric Swan is a film that I made in Argentina. I come from Greece, so I was in Argentina, I was living for 2 years. I had a scholarship for the University of Buenos Aires, the film school. And living there 2 years, I felt that I couldn't leave the place without doing something, without filming something in Buenos Aires, which is an amazing city. So what really impressed me, coming from Greece and coming from Europe, was that in Argentina and, I mean, all Latin America, you can really feel the struggle of the social classes everywhere, in the architecture of the city, in the way that the city is structured. So I really wanted to do something like a crazy fable, like a crazy micro portrait of the city. About this pyramid of the classes.
Right. When did you feel it shaking? Did you ever feel it rocking the way it does in the movie?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, my house was really opposite from this huge building that I have also in the film, which is a very old, famous building of the 70s. It was built by a very rich TV person, and it was somehow it was considered to be like the tower of the city, and this it was really funny because on the top floor the building was really lighted by a very gold light, and and on the terrace it has it had also a place for helicopters and pools and everything. So I mean, I was always watching this building and really impressed me, this bourgeois luxury that was in a decade now.
Right. Yes. But there's also, I mean, there's also a bit of an anxiety that, yes, I feel is very modern. Like nowadays, we have to, in a way, be worried about the stuff that's happening within the environment, and then just life in general seems to be going crazy. A lot of that is reflected in this film, right?
Yes.
What is the use, if I can be so bold, of a film that raises this awareness? Is that a motivation of yours to just have viewers go like, yeah, this is what's happening, wake up?
I don't know. I feel that mine is just like an interpretation about how I see it, and also like it's like a game for me, how you depict a thing that really burns you without going into cliches and into straightforward messages.
Right. Do you think that there's beauty in destruction?
Of course.
Right. Do you think? Because I mean, I love the bit with the ballerina, for instance. You know, I find that it's just it's beautiful. There's a poetry in destruction in that sense, and cinema has that ability to recreate that in a way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyways, I think that is all the time that we have.
Okay.
But it was amazing talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us. It was
a
pleasure.
You.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.